neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom, when he's trying to appease his brother. So the way the dialogue is going on, Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov, why he brought himself so low? Send a message to my brother that your servant has said. And not only that, when he met with him, he bowed down 7 times. So now, Midrash brings very, very positive matter. And that is, the whole incident of the Dinah actually took place. One of the reasons that he humbled himself to Esav. They call it Chaplusi, flattering, Hanifa. Because he was Mechanef to Esav, that's what happened. Well, the other reason is that he should have given Dinah to Esav, accept him as a Chatan, because he was already old. He had 3 wives already, so he was settled, so you could make him a Baal Teshuvah and so on. So Hashem got angry at him. He said, no, why didn't you hide Dinah from Esav? So, here, not only that, Midrash brings that we see at the time of the Purim, Haman, Harasha, had a big problem with who? Mordechai. He lo yikara velo yishtachave. And not only that, we see that they both, they were like a general officer of the Ahasuerus, and they were sent to some type of mission to go to a war. And then Haman did not have any capital left to take care of his soldiers. So he came and borrowed money from Mordechai. As that's what everybody does, you know, all the bankers are Bliyai, not other Jews. So he had him to he on his leg, he had chalkubi, what do you call it?
Tattoo.
Yes, he did a type of tattoo, so he make sure that he will stay there. So that he's the servant of the Mordechai. So now here is very interesting. Actually, Mordechai, it says, Mordechai Ish Yehudi, Yemini, that's what the Megillah brings. So now, actually, the Mordechai came to Letaken, to fix what Yaakov bowed down to Esav, and how he called him Eved. So now, called himself as an Eved, as a servant. So because Yaakov humbled himself to Esav, and bowed down to Esav. So now he said Mordechai comes, he makes Haman, that was a descendant of Esav, he makes him his servant, and also he doesn't bow down to him. So that means that Mordechai was the Tavana, the fixing of what Yaakov actually was not supposed to do. He was not supposed to flatter the wicked, that's Esav.
Why he did it in the first place?
Why did he do it?
He knew everything. He had everything.
Well, actually, one lesson here is he wanted to get rid of him Bedaki Shalom. He even didn't need to go his way. He could have gone the other way.
Men have Shalom with him, no? That's why he did it.
Yes. So, but this is a message for us. At the moment in Galut, that we are in a Galut Esav, Edom, you cannot go head to head with them. We have to bribe him. So that's what he did. He bribed them, bribed Esav, and said, we'll meet later. So, you know, he sent them after black garbanzo beans. You know what that is?
No.
No? You know what? Hummus. Yes, hummus shachor. You've seen it? So that's what he sent them after. Right. So now here it says that Yaakov Avinu Shalom became very scared, right? It says, "Vayira Yaakov me'od vayetzel lo." So why he was so scared? So Rashi HaKadosh says that he became scared that he might be killed. And not only that, he might kill Esav. So now, to get killed, it makes sense, no? So he was scared. So how about to kill? Should we be scared?
No.
No? Why? What's the big deal? Because it says, if somebody come after you, Chas v'Shalom, to harm you, you have a right to get rid of him. So why was he scared?
Can he kill him? It's his brother.
No, he already is coming with 400 troops to harm him. No?
He was scared because he had Zehut.
Who?
Esav.
Fine. But if somebody is wearing tefillin and he has a shotgun and wants to kill somebody, you tell him, you know, because he has a tefillin, let him and all to kill him? Yeah? What does it mean?
No.
No? See, I told you. So why was he scared?
But how do we know that Esav come to harm him? Come to Kratech. He doesn't say come to harm him.
Well, I don't think that people, they want to have a coffee with one another, they hold a knife. Do they?
I don't think that it was the 400 men were not troops, they were Kochot of Tumah. So
yes, but fine, but he had the troops ready to Chas v'Shalom harm Yaakov Avinu Shalom. So now, here, we go back a few parashot, Parashat Tordot, in the end of Parashat Tordot says, he says, "Bivraim Inu Alav Shalom told Yaakov, go to your dayi, to your uncle, right? Because lama eshkal gam shenechem yom echad. Remember, what did she say?
Both of them.
Why should I lose both of you in one day?
So now Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom said, my mother said, we both. We're going to live this olam in one day. I mean, the fact of the matter was that they were buried in one day. But there was some gap. So here Yaakov Avinu Shalom said, my ima already predicted, if I kill him, so that means?
I get killed.
So now here, that's why he was afraid to kill him. Why? Not for Esav. Actually for who?
For himself.
If he kills
them,
then he kills
them.
He wouldn't die.
No, because his imam predicted that you both are going to die in one day. So that, so that's why he was not worried about himself. He was worried about
himself. Yeah. Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.